This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former Aurora police officer convicted in Elijah McClain's death has filed an appeal. An Adams County jury found Randy Rodema guilty of negligent homicide and third-degree assault in McClain's death. He was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation. The first phase of the Front Range passenger rail will be longer than initially proposed. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The long-awaited rail project's initial intended route was planned to run from Denver to Longmont. Now, the Front Range Passenger Rail District believes if they extend that service up to Fort Collins, the train would be eligible for expanded federal funding. The new route is part of a report released Tuesday that's exploring ways to accelerate the implementation of the train. It's been 20 years since a state ballot initiative proposed a passenger rail line from Denver to Boulder and Longmont. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Grand Junction leaders will not ban tents from city parks after the city council voted down a proposal last night. Councilmember Jason Wynn says city leaders should first provide more resources for Grand Junction's unhoused residents.
If I was sitting as a layperson in the city with the closure of Whitman, with what's happening at Emerson, it just feels like we're consistently on a regular basis trying to push people around. Whether or not that's our intention, That's what I would think if I was on the outside of city operations.
The ban would have applied during daytime hours. Overnight camping is already banned in Grand Junction, except in cases when shelters are full. This is CPR News.